Welcome to Solution Partner Radio. My name is Andrew Miller, and I'm the U.S. Solution Partner Lead for Siemens. Today, we're going to learn a little bit about a partner, their areas of expertise, and why you want to engage them early in your sales cycle. So let's get to it. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Siemens Partner Finder. You may be thinking, I've been to that site. It's not that great. Well, have I got news for you. A new and improved version is coming to you. We call it Partner Finder 4.0. It's the next revolution in finding partners. How's it going to be different? Let me tell you. First, it's going to be mobile friendly, so it'll work with your phones and tablets. Next, we're working with headquarters to improve the user experience. Fewer clicks to get to the intel you need to know about our solution partners. And finally, we're working with our partners to improve their content. If they say they're in food and bev, they need to have references on Partner Finder that support their claim and give you the confidence that it's an area of expertise for them. Whether you're looking for someone to support an existing customer or craft a conversion account plan with you, Partner 4.0 is the place to start. Today we focus on Logical Systems Incorporated. LSI is a Siemens solution partner with the process and factory automation modules. They're headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, with locations throughout the U.S. and around the world. Joining me today is Marty Taylor. Welcome to the program, Marty.
Thank you, Andrew. LSI was founded in 1985, so we're celebrating our 35th anniversary this year. We consider ourselves a world-class next-generation system integrator. And what we mean by next-gen is, although systems integration and automation is our core business and always will be our core business, we've rounded those things out with some other product offerings for our clients, like specialized machining and design and piping design and construction management, those types of things, where our clients have asked for that. So you mentioned we have multiple locations. We have 5 locations in North America, 4 in the continental United States, ranging from North Georgia to West Tennessee, Golden, Colorado, Toronto, Canada, and 1 in Guangzhou, China. So that's a little bit about ourselves.
Well, you're pretty well known around the Siemens world. But for those who may not be familiar, what are some of your areas of expertise?
Our areas of expertise are process control and safety systems, coordinated drive systems, more specifically as it relates to Siemens product offering. We have been doing the process control piece since the inception of LSI. Safety systems is something that we've gotten into probably within the last 10 years as those things have become more and more a client need. And then coordinated drive systems is something that's been a part of our DNA for forever and ever.
Can you give me an example of an application or a process project that you've done that kind of demonstrates your expertise?
Yeah, so for the safety systems, we do a lot of your typical machine safety design and implementation. We utilize a lot of the F product that Siemens has in the 1500 and well going back to the old 300s and 400s as well. But a specific application that I thought was neat that we did was a factory mutual approved flame safeguard. And this was in response to a client need. And this particular client had some ovens where it was a multi-burner, anywhere from 10 burners, and they have some that maybe have even 30 or 40 burners on these ovens. And they wanted to move that to a PLC-based system, mainly for diagnostics. They wanted to, of course, retain the safety ratings. We met the Factory Mutual standard. All the Siemens products meet the Factory Mutual standard. And we were able to move them away from their black box relays, if you want to call them that. They're single-purpose flame safeguard relays to a PLC-based. So we were able to remote the IO. Remote all of the diagnostics and provide them with an HMI application that told them exactly what was going on with the flame safeguard. And some specialty things like that are what really excite us, allow us to do some things that are maybe not quite so traditional in the safety world.
How do you talk a customer through that transition from the traditional relay safety system, cabinets full of relays, to a newer remote IO-based ProfiSafe safety system?
Well, it all starts with the, at least in this particular application, it all started with the factory mutual approval. So we started there and we expressed to the client that that we felt really good that we could get them a system that would meet Factory Mutual's approval and meet the needs that they wanted, which are the extended diagnostics. They didn't like the fact that these little black box flame safeguards, you know, they didn't have any diagnostics. So that's where it all started, was with the Factory Mutual approval. This particular client had a lot of confidence in us. We had done tons of safety systems for them before and just in machine safety. Process control, the best example probably that would be a large PCS7 upgrade that we're doing for an energy supplier. It is a very large PCS7 system, maybe one of the largest, if not in the nation, in the world. There's 29 total sites across 5 states. And there's 18 pairs of redundant OS servers and a fully virtualized environment. We can go on and on about that upgrade, but that's a very large process control. It's also SOE, basically a first out system. And this client is very interested in all of those aspects of the PCS7 system. So we're implementing that.
How did LSI get involved with this multi-million dollar project? How'd y'all engage with Siemens? How'd you get engaged with the customer?
Actually, that's a great question, Andrew, and it fits right into what we're doing today. So that relationship began with our local Siemens representative who called on that client. He got us involved. Our solution partner program deserves a lot of credit as to why we had that project, but our size allowed us to have the financial stability to do the project. There's a lot of our competitors that couldn't even bond the project that large, to be honest. It's somewhere where our bonding capability, our size, and our agility, everything that we are kind of fit into that.
You mentioned earlier how you're trying to be that next-gen system integrator specializing in process improvements and such, and I think that really plays into your ability to write a spec. And as you said, you've got the size to take on a multi-million dollar project.
Our first client is still a client today, and we're very proud of that.
All right, well, Marty, tell me why a Siemens or distributor salesperson would want to engage LSI in either a customer they have that's doing a retrofit or a new project, or an account that they want to target and jointly pursue with you guys.
If you work with LSI, you're going to find that our integrity is very good. We want to partner with Siemens and partner with the salespeople and do what's right for the client and do what's right for everybody involved in that process. And I think that goes a long ways to why people will work with you.
Marty, what's the best way to contact LSI?
Start with the website, which is logicalsysinc.com. That's www.logicalsysinc.com. And there's some white papers about some of these projects that we've talked about today and some other projects, quite frankly.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Solution Partner Radio, where we shine the light on Siemens' best-kept secret. Our solution partners. This is Andrew Miller signing off. Enjoy your day.